Lawmakers on Parliament's Budget Committee have expressed concern over rising utility arrears and insufficient funding for public health facilities. MPs question why funds meant for water and electricity are sometimes redirected despite their importance in patient care. Joseph Rionga, the chairperson of Parliament's Health Committee, requested an additional 19.4 billion Uganda shillings for utilities in regional hospitals, with the Minister of Health needing another 1.6 billion Uganda shillings for the same purpose. Otuke County Member of Parliament Paul O'Mara asked whether the Health Committee had considered a previous proposal for a debt swap between Uganda Revenue Authority and the National Water and Sewage Corporation to settle utility liabilities. Herbert Ariko, the chairperson of the Committee on National Resources and Environment, noted that the Minister of Finance rejected the debt swap, fearing misuse by other agencies, and insisted arrears be cleared through the formal budget process. Kachumbala County Member of Parliament Patrick Isiege questioned claims of fund diversion, suggesting the treasury system makes it difficult to relocate, to reallocate tagged funds, and implying any diversions could involve Minister of Finance officials.
This money is released under protected items. So when money is released for water, you are really not able to spend it elsewhere, because the payment goes through treasury. And if you are charging item of water, you should not be able to charge somebody Omara, pay being Omara. It's not possible, because the question at treasury would be, which water does Omara provide? So there must be some games somewhere where we have to put finance into tax. That's why they are there. Is it possible, really, money for telephone to be paid?